Hello, my name is Matthew Olson, and you are listening to Can You Get to That? And I have one thing to say to you. You used to call me on my cell phone late night when you needed jokes. Call me on my cell phone.
Has anyone ever done that? Called you up at night when they needed jokes?
No. It's all a lie. It's a fabrication.
Man, you made a lot of money off that lie, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I sold that.
Got off real well.
I sold that to Drake, and yeah. Then he was like, what if instead of jokes, it was love?
Change one word. What is Drake better at than jokes?
Yeah. I mean, I got the idea from you. You sold Drake his character on Degrassi all those years ago, Caitlin.
Right, I did. I'm going to say I got ripped off on that. I should have asked for more money.
Do you not get royalties on the DVDs?
No, I got royalties when it was on the air, but is it not in syndication anymore? Not in America.
Oh, right. Canadian laws and all that. It's probably
the laws of Canada don't apply here. Or should I say the laws of America don't apply in Canada?
Actually, both are true.
Both of those things are true. Just which is more relevant. I'm Caitlin Best. I'm the other host.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin has been called late at night for jokes.
Yeah, all the time.
It's getting to be a problem.
I'm all right with it. It makes me feel good about myself.
I have reason for us to feel good about ourselves.
Really?
Today.
Really?
It's a two-part equation.
Mm-hmm.
And part two, which I will get to in God knows how much time, has to do with our topic today.
Uh-huh.
But part one is, I feel like we've really figured out who we are.
Really? You feel that way about yourself?
I feel like we have good reason to believe that, at least within the context of this podcast, we have become realized human beings.
Tell me more about that. Because outside the context of this podcast, I don't think that's true.
That's almost certainly not true outside the context of the podcast. Caitlin, you, every week, because you sit closer to the laptop that we have Wikipedia brought up on,
mm-hmm.
you click through the links.
That's true.
I'd say about something like 95% of the time, you're the one to click.
That's absolutely true.
You are the master of clicking.
Yeah. You could say that.
I keep track of where we have been.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the episode, I count up how many steps it was.
Score us up.
I am the keeper of the steps.
Yes.
And in this way, we are a complete podcasting duo.
The two roles that every podcast
podcast like ours needs. And then you would have support cast, but like we're the heavy hitters.
We're the heart of this team.
We are a yin and yang together, but also apart, but also together.
That's what yin and yang is all about, my friend.
Does that sound like hit
it right on the head?
Does that sound like part one? Does that sound like a sufficient reason to be happy about oneself and feel like self-actualized and stuff?
Yeah, it gets good enough for me.
I feel pretty cool to be keeping a list or a list of steps.
Yeah, I feel like my clicking skill has definitely
has your clicking leveled
much
up?
Much improved. Yeah, since I started.
Nice. Here's reason two. We have never conspired to club anybody in the knees.
That's right.
We have never.
That's reason to celebrate every day.
I'm happy every day. I lay myself down to sleep and go, I didn't feel the urge to club anybody in the knees today.
You know, I think if we, I mean, it would have to be like somebody's fingers if we were going to do it. Or maybe their glottis.
Because of our particular roles?
Yeah.
Ah, that's a good point. And I have had people's fingers broken.
Yeah.
So maybe I shouldn't feel that good.
No glottises, though. Not yet.
Caitlin, this week our topic is Tanya Harding, which we just settled
That's
on like
right.
5 minutes ago
because
you showed me some shit.
Because she's my girl.
She's your girl?
She is my girl, and I just showed you why.
All right. Let's dive into, for the uninitiated,
the deep dark world of Tonya Harding.
Yeah, okay. Give us a rundown.
So, you want a rundown of what I love about Tonya, or do you want a rundown of just what who she is?
Basic facts, okay, sprinkled with why you love,
okay,
your girl Tonya Harding. I can't even say it.
So she's a local. She's a Portlander. I'm not sure actually if she still is, but she grew up here. She learned to ice skate at the Lloyd Center ice rink, which is a beloved attraction.
That's where I learned
old and young.
Yeah, that's where I learned how to play curling. So mm-hmm. Tonya Harding and I have both learned how to play an ice sport.
That's where I learned to make up stories about children's love lives while eating Cinnabons.
That's true.
So we've all learned things at the Lloyd Center ice rink. But so Tonya Harding, she learns to skate. She's really talented. She's going places. 1994, she goes to the Olympics in Lillehammer. I don't know where that is, but I'm pretty sure that's where the
Norway?
Olympics. Is it in Norway? Sure.
We were just looking up the yeah. facts.
We'll call it Norway. She goes to the Olympics, and there's another American skater who's like maybe better than she is, named Nancy Kerrigan. And Tonya Harding says to herself, "This will not do. I will not be bested by my own countrywoman." So she gets her husband to get a goon to club in Nancy Kerrigan's knees. And what happens in the end? Does it work? No. Nancy Kerrigan comes in second. Tonya Harding comes in eighth. Oh!
Oof.
But Tonya Harding, she's not done there. She continues to have a media career. And she has now crafted what's maybe the best website I've ever seen.
Please do yourself a favor if you're listening to this at work or on the tube and you somehow have Wi-Fi access in the tube.
In the tube.
Or something to those effects.
They have wireless down there.
Drop what you're doing and go to TonyaHarding.com. That's TonyA Harding.com and scope out this sick web design.
It's a fucking masterpiece. It's like, I mean, it looks like a scrapbook. Like the background of this website looks like those big, you know, those pads. I don't, maybe you don't. They sell these pads of like craft paper with these different patterns on them for scrapbooking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got these roses that are also hearts.
Yep.
In the background.
That is.
And accurate. Possibly my favorite feature of the website is that you can download a video, which looks like it was filmed in about 1997, maybe, in which she thanks her fans for, quote, supporting her through thick and thin.
Through good skating and clubbing your...
Good skating and good clubbing.
Good clubbing. Good, at least effective in destroying their physical abilities, clubbing. But also, they still got second.
And then there's this little bit on the left side here that says, "Contrary to public opinion, Tonya Harding is an intelligent, caring, and very sensitive person." Which almost makes me feel bad that she's gotten so much shit over the years. But then I remember she clubbed somebody's knees in.
Or she did not have the club in, or maybe she held the club at one point. But
I bet
she
held it. I bet she hefted it to make sure it was.
Make
a
sure
club.
It was good. Like, hey, I'm a skater. I know that this hefty club is gonna do it.
Yeah.
Right. Can we just? I just noticed this quote on the right hand side from the Oregonian, and I'm just gonna read it verbatim and see how you feel about this statement.
Okay.
"I really do believe," says Christine Brennan, best known skating author, "that the boom that figure skating has experienced for a decade really started with what we know as the whack heard round the world. Everyone in figure skating to this day should be sending a thank you to Tonya Harding."
Excuse me? There's a hot take.
Excuse me? Are you fucking...
That's like saying
is this a funny figure skating joke that I don't get?
That's like saying baseball fans should be sending Mark McGwire a thank you note for doing roids.
Hey, Mark McGwire, it was really cool how you fucking made a mockery of our sport. Oh, wait, no, it's not. Because baseball is like the most struggling fucking sport today. And there's no reason why any figure skater is going to be like, ugh, good thing, Ton, you really brought attention to our
noble sport.
Our noble sport. No one was giving us any mind. And then all it took was the sacrifice of one of our greatest at the hands of one of our other greatest making the biggest fucking mistake of their life. Tonya Harding did a bad thing.
Thanks, Tonya.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's do this thing, huh?
I just have one other note I don't want to skip before we get to getting to that.
Okay.
Which is that if you club your competitor's knees in, you shouldn't get eighth place. You should get just completely disbarred.
Yeah, I mean, I think they didn't know. They hadn't proved that she was behind that until after the Olympics.
Oh, wait. So, Nancy Kerrigan still got second, and then Tonya Harding, it would just suck so she bad she got eighth.
She just wasn't good enough to beat her.
Ooh.
Even
post-clubbing. No. Oof. Okay. Let's... Oof.
All right.
Tonya.
Let's do this.
Let's get to that, if we can. Clicking on random article.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, shit. This is some... Okay. This is a protein. It's called cyclin E1. And maybe someone out there who's experienced in biology, this is a human...
Proteins.
Yeah, a protein in humans. Maybe someone out there is being like, fuck yeah, cyclin E1, my favorite protein! But you know what? And I always bring it up, and then I completely disregard my own rule about talking about images
on
articles. Any picture of a protein looks like a fun party time.
It looks like confetti.
It looks like a fun party time CGI render.
Yeah, it absolutely. It looks like a CGI rendering of like a, what are those things called? Where you pull the little string and it goes pop.
Party poppers?
Yeah, party poppers.
Or what are they called?
I think that's what they're called.
What are they called in England time? England time?
In England, in ye olde England times?
No. In England, Christmas times. Crackers.
Oh, I was going to try to make up like a five-word compound describing them, but I wasn't.
We'll give it a shot. I'm not going to get in your way. Certainly not.
Snappy, dappy.
That was good enough. They're snappy,
snappy dappies. Okay.
Boy. Yeah, that's exactly what most proteins look like, which is kind of cool. You know how Carl Sagan said we are all made of star stuff or whatever the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Carl Sagan didn't say that. Maybe just some stoner said
that.
I think
that's correct.
Actually, we're all made...
We're all made of confetti.
We're all made of the inventory at a party supply store, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was trying just to... What's everything party?
Just a jumble of crumpled up...
What was your junk. Local party supply store?
Party City.
Party City. You had a Party City. I had an everything party.
That sounds... I kind of like that name better.
Party City...
Party City is too much like located... In this,
it could be entrenched
in this geographic and temporal plane.
It could be entrenched in a certain local kind of partying, right?
Right.
Like Party City actually means Party Detroit, Michigan.
Exactly.
And that's a certain kind of party.
It's too located.
But everything
party,
limitless potential,
limitless, universal,
multiversal. We're going to get that sick everything party money deposited right into our bank account after this plug, aren't we?
There's no good links on this fucking page.
The truth about any fucking science article is that there's no good links off of it, and it kills the momentum of this game entirely.
Well, there's Gene.
Like, is there a skating Gene?
There's protein. I think those are the two most, like, general things. So... Protein or gene?
I would say protein.
All right. Yeah.
Protein seems
I think protein.
More general.
Hopefully, depending on the scope of the article, I would say.
Now, the protein on the protein page that we just clicked to, step two, it's not as colorful party time. It's all blue.
It's a little more somber.
It's actually a little bit more like a kind of like a, it seems like it's something that someone would paint while like they would like be free painting while listening to jazz.
I thought you were going to say tripping.
No, just listening to jazz.
Yeah. It'd be more colors.
I think if I was an artist, I would probably just like pick, or like a painter, I would probably just like listen to music and then.
And then paint the music.
No, I would just like basically like flail with paintbrushes at the canvas. And then tell people, like...
This could also be something... Sorry, go ahead.
I would just tell people what the song was. Like, that would be the title of the work or whatever. And then people would try to be like, hey, how does this reflect that...
Like, what does it mean?
Music. Like, what's the connection there?
Right. And you'd just be like, I don't know.
I don't know. It was all finger paints.
Pretty... I was going to say that this looks like something that could have been painted by, like, an elephant.
Ooh.
Can you picture an elephant holding that paintbrush in his little trunk?
I can definitely do that, but what, if,
little squiggles.
But what if the elephant is listening to jazz music?
Oh, jazz elephant. Time? I bet elephants like jazz.
I bet there's an obscure Marvel Comics character that's a jazz-loving elephant.
Like if, Jazz Jackrabbit?
If they have fucking Howard the Duck, they probably have a jazz-loving elephant, right?
You know, I, did you ever go see Keiko, the killer whale?
No.
Do you know about this killer whale?
No.
This is this whale, I'm sure not the only one of his kind, that was basically rescued from this amusement park in, like, Mexico, I think. And he was real fucked up because, you know, they don't belong in captivity. I want to say he was the star of the film Free Willy. I'm going to say that. He was the star of the film Free Willy.
Okay.
He's got the flopped over fin.
And now it is law.
He's got the flopped over fin.
Okay.
And he lived for many years at the Newport Aquarium on the Oregon coast. And I remember going there when I was like 7 and we saw him, and apparently he was fucked up because he'd been like with humans for so long and he was in this little tank by himself. So to help him sleep at night, they would play in movies.
What?
They would roll like a big screen TV in like by where the people stood to see him. And apparently his favorite movies were action movies.
Wow.
Like, he loved to see those explosions.
Keiko, fucking big Lethal Weapon fan.
Like, those were the movies that he wanted to be in.
Huh. Okay.
He wanted to be blowing shit up.
Instead, he was just fucking Free Willy.
Nah.
Jesus.
Mm-mm.
God, all the protein pictures on this page are fucking fascinating.
They're really neat. I like, this one looks like a nug, though. I'm just gonna say it.
It looks like a turquoise nug. Okay. We have to connect this somehow to body energy?
Bodies?
To bodies.
Right, yeah.
Bodies make proteins to carry out tasks that expend energy. Sports. We need to get to sports.
There's nutrition.
Okay.
And there's an article called Protein Nutrient. There's an article called Muscle.
Yeah, oh, Muscle. Let's click on Muscle.
All right.
Let's be muscle boys. Who's your favorite muscled person?
My favorite muscle person?
Is it... Can I maybe take a wild stab?
Sure, take a guess.
And if this is not your favorite muscle person, don't think that I'm just like trying to like be like, oh, Caitlin's favorite muscle person would just be someone of the times or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But is it maybe Ronda Rousey?
I was gonna say that.
Oh, I know you so well.
But I have to say, Matt, I had never thought about that question before. And as soon as you asked me that, I was like madly thinking about like muscle people that are cool.
Uh-huh.
But she was the one that I thought of, so.
I just watched a behind-the-scenes clip from Furious 7.
Oh, yeah?
About the fight between Michelle Rodriguez and Ronda Rousey, which is a fucking dope fight.
Wait.
That's Ronda Rousey. Remember in fucking... Dubai?
What the fuck? How did I not realize that?
That's Ronda Rousey.
What's wrong with me?
It's super cool. You know what she said in the behind the scenes video?
What?
Okay. So for those who haven't seen Furious 7, which by the way, what the fuck
are you doing with your life?
Like, who are you? That movie made so much fucking money. How did you not like...
There's only one person who...
How did you not wake up in a... from a fugue state and realize you were in a theater having just watched Furious 7. Anyway, if you haven't seen it, there's a fight scene between Michelle Rodriguez's character, Letty, and a character played by Ronda Rousey, who...
I don't think she has a name.
I don't think she's a henchman, mean lady. And there, it's a fucking, like, super high skyscraper party in Dubai. And so it's a party, so Letty's in a dress, and Ronda Rousey's character is in a dress and heels, and they're fighting like that. And Ronda Rousey said that because her primary mode of fighting, like the first like style, the style she knows best is judo, and that means you're fighting on your toes all the time. That even though she like had the heels on, it didn't fucking matter because it didn't like didn't change her stance at all.
Yeah,
that's fucking dope.
That's tight.
That means like if you want to be like a fucking total badass who fights in heels, judo. Dude, is apparently
learn judo.
It's apparently the answer. You can do real ass fucking judo in heels. And you know what? A bunch of like dumb... I bet you can't fucking do Krav Maga
in heels.
It's not versatile enough.
No way.
But judo, apparently, just fucking... You got heels on, no problem. If you don't got heels, just step
stand
up on those
tippy toes.
And you're good to go. Have you ever heard anyone call judo lame? No, because it's not. Anyway... I can't fight at all. So those are my thoughts on fighting styles. A bad mouth Krav Maga out of nowhere. And yeah.
Yeah. I'd be very frightened to fight her.
Slowly trail off and just start thinking about Furious 7 again. Also, apparently there were over 350 or maybe exactly 350 CGI shots of Paul Walker in that film.
That's what a is lot. That? What is shot? Define shot.
Like, From camera start in that position to camera
end, I
imagine.
That's way more than I thought there were.
Yeah, that's...
They did a pretty slick job.
They did a pretty... Because
I didn't notice that
job.
Many.
Yeah.
Right at the end there, I was like, it's looking a little funny.
Yeah, that's the one that everyone feels like is a little funny. But it's also...
But maybe it's just because we expect it to be funny because, like, they're drawing attention.
We know, yeah. But also, the thing is that right at the end, they're like rotoscoping footage from the first Fast and Furious.
Right.
So like, I think they even maybe intended to like kind of
mess up his face a little bit.
No. Like to like leave more of that performance in there.
Mm.
Because like it is just like a shot like being reused from the first movie and like tying that end. I'm getting kind of bummed over here.
Oh. There's a whole section
on the muscle page
entitled the quote strongest human muscle.
Damn. And it's a disputed fact.
It's disputed, apparently. I mean, I think it just depends on how you define strongest.
Exactly. Yeah. I always grew up with the idea that it was the tongue.
Yeah. Apparently it's the jaw. According, it says in ordinary parlance, muscle strength usually refers to the ability to exert a force on an external object. By this definition, the masseter or jaw muscle is the strongest.
Wow. I mean, I would probably say of all the things I could fuck people up with in my weak-ass body, it's probably
your mouth.
Jaw. Yeah.
You apparently can bite with a strength of 4,337 newtons or 975 pounds.
That's pretty fucking dope. Also explains why it hurts so bad
when you bite yourself, yeah.
This hurts like a motherfucker. Hey, I just learned from this Wikipedia page that the tongue is not one muscle, but eight muscles. And then I realized that I'm a dumbass for not realizing that the tongue is at least two muscles.
Right. It goes more than one direction.
The tongue has to be at least two. In fact, it goes in like all the directions.
It goes in like any direction. So it's a bunch. Yeah.
It's got, I'm an idiot. I'm a dumb.
Yeah. The external muscles of the eye are conspicuously large and strong in relation to the size and small size and weight of the eyeball.
During childbirth, the uterus exerts 100 to 400 newtons of downward force with each contraction.
That doesn't seem that much compared to the jaw, though.
That's pretty reasonable, though.
25 to 100 foot-pounds. I don't know what the fuck
if a uterus had the power of a jaw, though, that baby would just shoot
that
right out.
Like a cannon.
Funny body thoughts.
Hey, welcome to Bod Thoughts.
Welcome to Body Talk. It's a podcast with me, Caitlin Best, and Robin, where we talk about Robin's album, Body Talk.
And our bodies. All of our bodies are here.
Yes, we're all here, and so is Robin. Say hi, Robin.
Hey. Is that me? Hey, it's me, Robin. It's me, popular songstress, Robin.
Songstress?
That's what I like to think of myself as.
I think it just dawned on me that I don't really know what Robin's speaking voice is like.
It's like this. You just found out. Hey, anytime you want to hear my speaking voice, you can hang with me.
That's it. Yeah, I can hang with you. Yeah. You got any other?
You know, if you're real and not pretend.
Okay. Uh huh. Do you got any other references to songs that you can pull right off the top of your dome, Robin? Just asking. You know, apropos nothing. You don't have to do it.
You know. I don't know if you have a girlfriend, but if you have a girlfriend, you should call your girlfriend.
Just a friendly reminder from your friend Robin.
Give her a call.
You know, relationships are two-way streets, okay? It's give and take.
That's right.
If not, you'll just be dancing on your own.
All right, well, it's been great talking to you today on Body Talk.
I'm going to hop in my time machine. She has a song called Time Machine.
Right, yeah.
I think I've named
all the Robin songs that you know.
I'm in love with a robot. That's technically a Royksopp and yeah, Robin song, so... Don't know if that counts in our bit.
That's a fucking great album, though.
That's a fucking fantastic album.
Physical Exercise? Is that where we want to go?
I think that's where we want to go, for sure. All right. For sure. It occurs to me that we started to discuss something before we started the show. We started to discuss something that we were going to loop back around to. And I just want to plant that seed in your brain.
Okay.
About the thing that you were telling me about.
Oh, right, Caitlin? The thing. Should I just do it?
No, because I have a physical exercise story to tell. Okay, but I just want you to just slide that in there.
You're right, I need to do that. I need to slip that in.
I want to remind you.
Okay, thank you.
Because I think it's going to be good.
Okay.
Here's my physical exercise story. I was just, prior to the podcast, hanging out with some friends, and I had to walk, you know, about a mile and a half home. Because I didn't want to fucking take the bus and go through downtown, across the river, and then back across the river to my house. So I was just like, fucking, I'm going to walk. And I put on not a Weezer album, not an official album by Weezer, but a fan compilation that is meant to mimic an unreleased Weezer album. So they took all the B-sides and demos and stuff. So it's all actual Weezer performance, but it was never actually released as an album. And I put that on because I'm a huge nerd.
Yeah.
I'm listening to that and I'm like getting into it. And then when one of the songs starts, I just like kind of picked up my pace, and then I got a little bit more into it, and I picked up my pace a little more, and then I realized I was running.
Oh my god. What just happened?
Yeah, it just happened. I was so into the music. I let it take over my body, and my body was like, let's crank up some energy, let's make some proteins, or use some proteins. I don't know.
A little column A, a little column B. A
little bit of both, maybe. And let's get some of that lactic acid going.
Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen to me.
That was all Rivers Cuomo.
I like to express myself through dance more than through running.
I've been thinking about, like, what if I took hip-hop dance?
I think you should do it. I think it's a great idea.
Because, like, whenever I watch, like, a video of, like, Janet Jackson.
Drake?
Nope. I don't want to dance like Drake. I'm not feeling the Hotline Bling dances, frankly.
So Janet J. A little more Janet J.
A little bit more like planned and like good.
Yeah, right.
Is what I'm aiming
for? Those are important words.
Stay tuned to this podcast if you want to maybe follow my potential.
See Matt become a b-boy.
I would not a b-boy.
Okay.
Maybe not, and maybe did I say hip hop dance? Maybe I just
you
mean
did
like,
say hip hop dance.
I mean yes.
No, you're correct.
In, like what other dance classes?
I was muddling the two categories, and they are different things.
Yeah, I want to like do highly choreographed like
you want you want to do sweet hip hop dance moves.
I should ask Robin for advice.
Yeah, she's a good puncher.
She's a good air puncher and good at rolling.
She's good at rolling on the floor, which are those are good moves.
Maybe you know what? Actually, probably what I want is I want to take dance lessons from Robin. Because as nice as it would be to be like super in control of my bod and be like doing choreographed routines.
Oh, she's in control of her bod at all times.
Yeah, and it looks like she has way more fun.
Yeah, she gets all her anger out on the dance floor.
What did you do for physical exercise this week, Caitlin? What did you do to keep your bod healthy and tip-top shape?
Fucking pump that iron, Matt.
Yeah?
Like I do every week.
What? How much you pump?
Well, depends which part of my body I'm pumping with.
What part? What's your primary pump?
Well,
pump
part? My squat is back up to 155.
That's pretty impressive.
It went down for a little bit because I had some, like when my schedule changed, I had to shuffle things around a little bit, but we're back up to where we were, me and my bod.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. So that's all I have to say.
And I have absolutely nothing to say about physical exercise.
Will you look at the gentleman in this photograph and describe to the listeners what he's holding in his hands? Or would you like me to describe it?
I think you should describe it.
Because what it looks like to me is that this man is Fred Flintstone and is is carrying around two like Stone Age style beat you over the head clubs.
I thought you were going to say big old dinosaur ribs.
Yeah, they could be made of dinosaur rib.
Can we just stop for a moment and think? Let's take as much as we can about the Flintstones world as Bond, okay?
Okay.
So they have cars built out of sticks and stones that are foot powered. So like what's even the fucking point?
Yeah.
All their appliances are actually like operated by small dinosaurs that are basically, you know, indentured servants.
Mm-hmm.
But what doesn't fucking make any sense to me is how even a family of, well, three, I guess, Fred, Wilma, and Pebbles, right? That's the three
of
them?
Yeah, I guess. There's no baby.
There's no other Flintstone. Well, there's a dinosaur. Is a baby. Oh, and Dino, the dinosaur.
So, you know, anyway. 3.5, 4.
Okay. They couldn't fucking put away that giant rack of dinosaur ribs. They couldn't possibly eat all that.
Yeah, no way.
I'll accept anything else, but they're still humans at the end of the day. And that's they cannot right. eat Tyrannosaurus ribs. That is, you kill a Tyrannosaur for its ribs, you're freezing that and that's you're eating that for years.
That's your whole year.
You don't just fucking go up to the drive-thru.
Man.
And order that shit.
Man, you know the thing that the Jurassic Park movies never covered? I don't recall this.
Oh, I know what you think.
If they fucking cloned dinosaurs, people would want to know what they tasted like.
You know Richard Hammond. Richard Hammond dipped into the honeypot there.
There would be a dino drive-thru in that park.
I mean, I haven't seen Jurassic World. Did you see it?
No, I haven't. That's why I say to my knowledge.
Yeah, I do know. I mean, probably what it would be is that there'd be some kind of like fucking Crichton-esque like scribe about like, you know, the terrors of capitalism. And it's like, oh, it's okay. Like, you know, we'll draw the line at like making them fucking captive and in a theme park, but eating them. And someone would be like, it's the same. And it'd be like a fucking like hackneyed fucking moral argument about difference.
Yeah.
It'd probably be that. But now I like to imagine that the Margaritaville that I know is on Isla Nublar in Jurassic World, because no one could shut up about it. Everyone was like, there's a fucking Margaritaville and Jimmy Buffett's in the movie for like a second.
Yeah.
They're definitely serving dino cheeseburgers.
Oh my god, yeah.
Paradise dino cheeseburgers.
dino burgers, dino dippers, dino poppers, dino nugs.
Now I'm wondering, does Jimmy Buffett have any songs about dinosaurs? Because,
like, that's the only reason he would be in the movie?
No, I mean, I love the social commentary of when Jurassic Park becomes, like, a legitimately, like, popular theme park. Of course there'd be a fucking Margaritaville chain there.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, terrible product placement, and I kind of wish the story was actually just Jimmy Buffett really loves dinosaurs, and this is something I don't know about him.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, begged to be featured in Jurassic World and got his wish. But that's probably not it. It's probably just, like, product tie-in, right? And I should be sad?
Yeah, I think it's probably just product tie-in, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out which of these exercises is the most, like, ice skating. Although, I guess, actually,
I've never skated on skates or on ice.
All we have to do is get to the Olympics. So really, we can pick anything as in the Olympics.
That's true.
But it's hard.
Have you done it?
Yeah, I used to be really into rollerblading when I was a kid. Like, I was a pretty boss rollerblader. I was good at that shit.
Okay.
And then I tried ice skating one time. Could not do it.
How did you get started rollerblading? I don't know this about
there
you.
There was a place called Skate World in Springfield, Oregon.
Ah.
Which is the town the Simpsons are named after.
None of those other fucking Springfields.
Yeah, fuck those places.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a roller rink. And I remember they used to play a lot of Christina Aguilera.
Nice.
This was in those days. This was the Genie in a Bottle era.
Ooh. It's just on loop. Well, don't sing it too good. We will have to pay money.
Yeah, I think I was off enough. I think I was fine.
We're not going to get content ID'd for that. What was I going to ask you?
I don't know.
Have you ever considered being what's it, roller derby? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I have considered it, and I mean, I've considered it, and that's as far as I've gotten. Only because of that movie with Ellen Page and Drew Barrymore,
only
which is actually, it's actually a very good movie if you've never seen it.
What's
yes,
it called?
I recommend it. Whip It.
Whip It.
I would watch that movie right now. It's a feel good. It's a heart warmer.
Yeah. Wasn't that like her first big post Juno movie?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh boy. Juno. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, wait, I don't, wait, wait. Think, I don't one... think I want to get, like, punched or, like, fall down on the ground.
Yeah, so that's totally reasonable.
Yeah.
But let me ask you, let me spin this question like this.
Okay.
Caitlin, imagine you are starting your own roller derby team.
Uh-huh.
What's your team name?
Oh, my God. You can't put me on the spot like this.
I just want, like, you know, this is, well, I'll help you. Like, if you come up with something, then I'll, like, you know, freestyle on top of that, and we'll make a little brainstorm sesh right here.
How much is my name a factor?
Caitlin Best? Well, the team shouldn't be about you.
Or the team's not about me.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Jeezy crazy.
I mean, I feel like roller derby names usually are pretty styling, sometimes a little punny.
Yeah.
Like,
often punny.
Yeah. I feel like if there is a fucking, if any sport was to be sponsored by it, roller derby would be sponsored by rockabilly, the genre of music.
Yeah, definitely.
Would just like pour money into.
Absolutely.
Glad that we're on the same page there.
I'm trying to pull something out right now and I just got nothing.
I mean, if you wanted to go a little bit like self-congratulatory, you could work in the fact that your last name is literally Best.
Right.
Into it. Like, the best.
The best buys. B-I.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Ooh.
It's terrible. It's Best fucking Buy. Awful. Oh.
That's pretty. I mean, that's pretty up there for roller derby team names. I feel like, not to poo poo them. I feel they're like all right. They're fine.
I don't have a problem. I love roller derby.
I think
derby.
The best. I would go root for the Best Buys.
You think so?
Yeah.
I would too.
Yeah, and you could have like a whole 2-tone color scheme going on.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely. Yeah.
Duality.
We'll keep workshopping this.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. We need to get to some. Some exercises. Okay, swimming. Swimming's in the Olympics.
Swimming is definitely in the Olympics.
So I'm going to click on swimming.
Okay.
Human swimming.
Oh, fucking Jesus Christ.
Not horsey swimming. Not puppy swimming.
This link is for human swimming only.
Human swimming only.
Why do you need this distinction? Can't we just have all swimming under one?
Can't we all just swim together? Oh my god. There's a subsection called infant swimming.
Oh no.
Actually, this is a fun fact, and maybe this is why we have this article title. Apparently, humans are the only animal that has to learn to swim. All other animals can just do it because of, like, the way their body is shaped. Humans are the only ones that don't, like, naturally float in a way that allows us to breathe.
Well, we done fucked we up fucked, in the evolutionary
we
line.
Fucked up.
I don't know how to swim. That's bad.
You can learn. I bet you can learn on this Wikipedia article.
Probably not. Probably the sad truth of the human swimming article is that it has no useful tips. This is truly a gift, this page.
Indeed, yes.
But let's get to some competitive human swimming. Okay. Get on to the Olympics. Fortunately, swimming is not a Winter Olympics event. I think it would be much more hardcore if we had winter swimming.
It'd be brutal, dog.
Can you imagine Michael Phelps
having to swim in the cold water? He couldn't do it. Not enough body fat.
Do, like,
too lean.
Oh my god, think of it. Like, if you wanted to be competitive in summer and winter swimming events, you'd have to seriously bulk up.
Chub up and then slim down.
That'd be really cool.
That'd be challenging.
Can you imagine? I mean, actors do it all the time. Can you imagine?
What if swimmers have to do it?
What if Michael Phelps just a little bit bigger?
What if Michael Phelps have to eat even more? You know, he eats like 10,000 calories a day.
Uh-huh.
That's insane.
Well, that's because he got caught smoking that reefer.
Right,
that's
the reason right there. It's
certainly not that he just like, his body is basically like
it's
fucking
a
fission
it's a
factory.
Furnace. Yeah.
You could probably fry an egg on Michael Phelps' pecs. He's just putting out that much.
Yeah, he's sizzling.
That many joules of energy.
He's a sizzler.
Have you ever been at the gym and you saw someone just so rock hard that you're like, they're probably...
thought to myself, that's a sizzler.
they're like, their body temperature is probably rests at like 1 to 2 degrees higher than mine.
No, the sad fact is most of the people you see in the gym are like, you know, they're not on Michael Phelps' level.
Oh.
That's rare.
It's because they're not eating enough.
They're not eating
pizzas.
Enough calories. Not enough pizza. Not enough spaghetti. Not Man. Enough waffles.
That's a fucking charmed life.
It
that
is.
Dude lives.
He does. Yeah. I'm gonna click on Summer Olympics, which is going to link us to swimming at the Summer Olympics, but I think it's still a step in
All
the
right
direction.
Yeah, that's a step in the right direction. What do you prefer, summer or winter Olympics?
I mean, I think summer.
Really?
Yeah, because here's the thing. So either Olympics, there are events that you have to fucking sit through because there's so many like variants on the event that they end up just playing a fuck ton of them.
That's true.
So, for example, in the Summer Olympics, the swimming is on all the goddamn time because there's, like, all these different lengths and all these different strokes, and then there's the relay races, and so there's tons. Yeah. It's too much fucking swimming, and you get sick of it. I think there are more of those events in the Winter Olympics.
Give me some examples.
Like, no offense to our topic, but I think they play too much figure skating.
Whoa.
I've always gotten a little sick of... It's like, at first you're like, oh, this is cool. I like this. This is like a feat of athletic talent. And by the end you're like, yeah, but I've been watching a lot of this.
But figure skating is like the only one they... Wait, I might be just fucking totally fucking this up. Is that the only one that they do to music? Or is there also like gymnastics to music in summer?
There's a thing called rhythmic gymnastics, which is music. And there's also in the equestrian events, there's what's called freestyle dressage.
Wait. There's equestrian events at the Olympics?
Oh, yeah.
How did I not fucking know this?
Because they don't usually play very much of it because they don't. I don't know. I guess people, they don't think people are interested.
Do the horses get medals?
No, the people get medals.
That's
the
bullshit.
The horses might get like a wreath.
That's some bullshit.
I know. They should get
I wonder if
horse
a triple
medal.
Crown horse is ever then like also like...
No, it's the wrong kind of horse.
Is that like the EGOT for horses and no horse has ever done it yet?
Get the triple... What?
The Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, oh. Tony. There's like 14 people who've gotten the EGOT.
It would be like that, except I mean it's impossible. That would be like if we bred humans to do different tasks. Like you bred like musical theater people and movie people and music people.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
And then somehow like they wouldn't be able to cross over because we didn't make them for that.
Okay.
In our eugenics factories.
Oh, God. Jesus. Way to make horses a sad topic.
Sorry. I mean, that's what we do. That's what we've done with horses for thousands of years. So.
That's true. And then, just because we're not done, we turn them into glue.
Well, not those horses. That's a different kind.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm so done. Take me back to the human swimming days. It was a much happier time than 5 minutes ago.
Man, there's all these specific Olympics linked to this.
That's
article.
Annoying. There's not just a general Olympics.
There's Summer Olympics.
Okay, do it. Summer Olympics. Ooh. Click it. We gotta get there. We gotta get to that. Oh my god.
Oh, we're close.
We gotta do right by Tanya, even though Tanya has done nothing but introduce strife into the world.
Our girl. Come on, nobody ever would have heard of figure skating if it weren't for Tanya.
Okay.
okay, Olympic Games?
I guess
if
so.
If this takes me to the fucking ancient Olympic Games, I quit.
I quit the podcast forever. Okay, just click it. All right,
yes.
We're on the Olympic Games. We have a link to...
It's about the modern games.
Good. Can we get to... Well, actually, what you should see is if we can just get straight to the controversy from this page. Like
controversies.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, there we go. Uh-huh. All right. Uh-huh.
Boycotts. Politics.
Fixing games.
Performance-enhancing drugs. Sex discrimination. Terrorism and violence. This might be... Not the terrorism part. Eh?
That's not real violence.
Colonialism. That's it.
I mean, true. Colonialism is a big aspect of the Olympics.
I mean, I'm disappointed because, colonialism is bad, so I'm disappointed in it. Synchronized swimming.
Maybe we should click on women at the Olympics.
I don't know. I think we need to try to get to the specific Olympics.
Right, okay.
If possible.
Yeah, I would just find a link to the Winter Olympics then.
That's 1936 Winter Olympics.
No.
That's not the right one.
We want just blown out
all
of them.
Okay, here's a list of sports. Country skiing.
Okay.
Country skiing.
Figure skating? Let's click figure skating.
A little bit of that. Good country skiing.
I dig the Winter Olympics events. One, I will say I'm heavily Winter Olympics in favor.
Oh, yeah?
To go back to that question.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like I'm feeling it come on super strong now that I have a 9-to-5 desk job.
Yeah.
So when it starts getting fucking dark at 7.
Yeah.
And then it just, you know, it's going to creep slowly up from there.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting that seasonal affective disorder. And when you got the Winter Olympics.
That's true. Lifts your spirits right up.
It's a month long of just crazy times.
Yeah.
Happening somewhere.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Winter Olympics are better. You know why I learned to curl? Because I would just zone out and watch it happening on the Olympics.
Yeah.
Like, you can zone out to the Winter Olympics far more effectively than you can zone out to people fucking, like, powering their bods through water or, like, just fucking, like, visceral volleball grunts in the summer.
I feel like you're talking about one event when you say this.
No. You can also fucking skiing. I feel like I've never skied, but I feel like skiing is something that is maybe the most exciting, harrowing thing to do while you're doing it. But to watch it, you just kind of watch this person glide down a mountain. If they fuck up, it's terrifying. But otherwise, they're going to just like maybe not do as good.
But you know, the thing about watching it on TV, the
terrifying one is bobsledding. You cannot be chill and watch bobsledding.
And luge and fucking skeleton, which is head first luge. Ugh.
Why do they let people do that?
I don't know. It shouldn't be a thing. But the thing about watching skiing on TV is that the downhill skiing... it's just the downhill ski racing that's not the slalom where they do the zigzags.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The goddamn course is always like 100% ice, apparently, because it makes they play that awful like
okay, don't put that on the podcast, please.
That noise, the skis are constantly making that noise.
Uh-huh.
Which I find stressful to listen to. Yeah. That keeps me awake.
Yeah, I almost want to make a note of going back and muting what you just did because it was so terrifying.
Did it sound like the ice under the skis though?
I've got the headphones on and it sounded like torture. Is what it sounded like.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm gonna leave it in there because I also just dislike our listeners intensely.
Yeah.
Just want to alienate them.
They're all right.
That's not true. Please send us topics and love. Winter Olympics. I guess we're at figure skating at the Olympic Games. Tanya Harding's name should be on this. There should be a
fucking reference to this list of Olympic venues. That's not going to do it. Special figures. What the fuck is special figures?
Don't fucking click
that. I'm not going to click it. Jesus.
It looks like a total article.
No, it's definitely a trap. Four Continents Figure Skating Championship. Is not the right thing. Okay, qualifying. I guess
there is a link to 1994.
So, where was that?
Good, scroll up.
1994.
Scroll up to the. No, it's on the right hand side. See, games. Okay. 1994. Okay.
Figure skating. Okay, we can click on that, or we can click.
Nope. 1994. Better.
You didn't even let me finish my sentence.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You agreed.
I think it was a net.
Neutral.
It was either neutral or negative. So
okay.
Less
wiki talk. More Tanya.
Let's go to the ladies on this page.
Yeah, I see it. I see her.
There's our girl, Tanya Harding.
Click it.
Tanya Harding.
Yeah. Wow, that's a terrible photo.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she looks okay, but. This is just a woman. I was thinking this is like her grandma or something, or in his picture, but this is just a supporter.
Seriously, go. It just says Tanya Harding with supporter at reception
at the Multnomah Athletic Club, dude. The most exclusive club.
What?
The most exclusive club.
What the why is this her photo? She has photos of just herself on her webpage.
This
lady,
this woman in this picture is the one that uploaded this picture to Wikipedia.
Should have ground rules for this kind of thing. You can't just take your own personal picture you snapped with an Olympian that their fucking cover photo on Wikipedia.
They gotta be real careful with that copyright law.
Jesus Christ. You're probably right about that.
They love... own work photos.
Oh my god, you're so right. That's probably what it is. By the way, we got there in 11 steps. Are you fucking kidding me? No.
She's done so much in her life.
There's a subsection. Subsection 3. Boxing career of Tonya Harding.
No way. Oh, okay. She's celebrity boxing.
Oh, that's not. Whatever. That's not true. That's some reality TV bullshit.
Wait. Okay, celebrity boxing. She won her third... She made her official women's professional boxing debut.
What the hell?
She won her third pro bout against Alejandra Lopez. Don't know who that is. Sorry.
Okay. I'm shocked because I think it's just such a power move to say, hey, remember how I totally fucked my athletic career by making sure I...
Through my, violence?
Yeah. What if I just switch to the...
What if I just switch to the violent sport?
The sport that is violence.
Oh my God. Automobile racing land speed record?
Are you fucking kidding me, Tonya Harding?
On August 12, 2009, Harding set a new land speed record for a vintage gas coupe with a speed of 97.177 miles per hour, driving a 1931 Ford Model A.
Tonya, these aren't even the reasons. You didn't even know about these either. These aren't the reasons why Tonya Harding is your girl, but I think she is making a strong case right now on our Wikipedia page.
She's even more my girl now.
For being... Pretty fucking incredible.
Pretty tight.
Tonya Harding, you're pretty tight.
Damn.
I'm beginning to think it was kind of bad. No, I'm not. That was a bad thing you did to Nancy Kerrigan.
She still did a bad thing, but I think she's bounced back.
Can we still have the tab open. I just want to... Let's trade off on a couple before we close the show out.
Okay.
Of the messages left on Tonya Harding's webpage. I'm going to pick up my microphone. It's something I don't normally do, so I can lean in closer and... get real close to these messages. Oh, and then ooh. I'm just... Oh, wow.
You're knocking stuff over.
What just fell over?
I don't know. Some junk.
It's a fucking basket.
Whatever. Your house isn't important.
Wait. Okay, all right. Let me...
This one looks right. Juicy.
This is from Tonya Harding's website, tonyaharding.com, in the messages section. I know about mistakes I've made. Enough of them in my life. We can't change them, but we can learn from them. I would say you've done that and grown stronger. You've given me inspiration, and I thank you for that. And on another note, you are one good-looking woman. The older you get, the better you look. And yes, maybe I'm flirting with you, but you're worth it. That is one sentence from David Gibbs, 50 years old. David, gotta say... strong of you to flirt with Tonya Harding on her own webpage.
Oh my God, this next one is short but fucking sweet. Hi Tonya, it's Rachel from Houston. I admire your spirit and think you are a good sport.
I just want to do this for a whole nother hour. Oh wow, from Lindsay. Have always been behind Tonya since BS started. Still think she's one of the hottest women around. Am not any kind of stalker or obsessed person. Just wanted her to know she still has some men who admire and think she's smoking. Wink. Holy shit. We found gold here.
Oh my God.
Wait, there's a webmaster comment on one of these. Caitlin, can you read out the message and then I'll read out the webmaster comment?
Time heals all wounds. Others will take over as the period bad girl for a particular time and the butt of jokes. But keep your head high and just move on. We all eventually forget and forgive. In any case, you have been taken over by Patricia Driscoll now as the hated person and liar of this point in time in history. God bless you and enjoy motherhood and the rest of your life.
Wait, before I read the comment, who the fuck is Patricia Driscoll?
I don't know. Apparently the most hated person.
Shit.
Apparently the hated person.
All right. Webmaster comment. Funny, because people keep telling me that time wounds all heals. Fuck, is this Tonya Harding making a joke about
what?
Clubbing time wounds all heals?
I don't get it.
As in... a part of your leg being hit by...
Wait.
A club. The title was from a 1942 science fiction story, Time Wounds All Heals by Robert Bloch. The idea is that time itself can play tricks and punish those heels who try to travel with the time machine. Am I a heel? Only time will tell. Who is the webmaster of Tonya Harding?
Who's the heel? It It's got to be Tonya Harding.
I would hope so.
She is the web mistress of this domain. Also, I'm disappointed that we're not reading out the dates on these messages, because based on the design of this website alone, I'm assuming, like, what, 2002?
Sure.
2003?
All these comments we've read have been made within the last, like, 3 months.
What?
Hold on. Standard message number 4731.
Oh, no.
Subject, hot and heavy. From Moondog, 50 years old. Yes, I'm still in love with you, .. The more I see you, .. The more I want you. Like the song says, you look very yummy, .. No, we have to stop.
This is a moderated page. Like, these are emails that people have sent.
What have we wrought?
Oh, my God.
If you are listening to this show and you have never, ever, ever sent in, ever... which includes basically all of you, but, like, maybe Marvy, our friend Marvy. If you're listening to this show, and you've never sent in an episode subject suggestion, that's fine. I want you to go on TonyaHarding.com, go through the messages, and please link Caitlin and I to your favorite finds.
Or you can send in your own. I would be happy to.
Or send your own messages to
TonyaHarding.com. I'd be happy to see those messages on this website.
I'm Matthew Olson. You can find me on Twitter at Matthew Olson. Spell it right. I do another podcast with my friend Ashley Brandt. The podcast is called Twin Peaks Speaks. And we watch Twin Peaks and then we talk about it. And the episode that's going up this week, it is the big turnabout episode for Twin Peaks, both in terms of plot and in terms of quality. And we had a special guest, Scott. He's a friend of ours. I feel bad. I can't remember his last name at this time. But
Some friend.
Well, I'm giving him a plug. He does a podcast called I'm So Sure with his friend. And you should check that out. And you should check out Twin Peaks Peaks if you want to watch that show. Because I don't know why you would listen if you weren't going to watch along. So that's what I got going on in my life. Caitlin, plug yourself.
My Twitter. You can tweet at me. I'm at BeskaBest. And I changed my name, my display name, back to Caitlin Best because I'm trying to be professional on Twitter now. I don't have really anything to plug in particular. I write for the Portland Monthly blog, so you can look at those. It's all right. I write for the Whiskey Wash.
That's another blog.
It's a cool thing. It's whiskey reviews. So, yeah. If you got some extra money and you want to buy some whiskey, check out the recommendations.
Please do. And I just scrolled down a ways and landed on what I want to close out this episode with. And I just, you know, maybe this'll I feel like this is a moment.
I think that this is just a good message to send to the listeners or to any loved ones in your life. I feel like really, this is
a big moment for this show as a whole. But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode, and let me leave you with a comment from John Bryant, 35 years old, left on Sunday, March 8th, 2015 at 2:32 p.m. Pacific time. You are the very best in a total dream. If it anything I can ever do for you, please let me know.
Please let us know. This has been Can You Get to That? See you next week.
I'd like to thank all my fans out there for supporting me through thick and thin. Without your support, I probably would not be here today. And I'd also like to thank you for logging on to my website, the official website, TanyaHarding.com. Hope to see you soon. Bye now.